If you're enjoying this podcast, please consider leaving a rating or review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It really helps me out a lot. Cheers.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Novel Analyst Podcast. I'm Jed Hearn, author of Fires of the Dead and Across the Broken Stars, and normally on this podcast it is my job to analyze my favorite stories to help you become a better writer. In today's episode, however, I have a sneak preview of my upcoming fantasy novel, Across the Broken Stars. Across the Broken Stars is an epic space fantasy adventure about Leon, a man with a secret. He was once an angel, a winged warrior sworn to protect Pyre, a realm where people live on discs that float in space. He failed. Now, Leon's a broken man, trying to forget the past. He thinks he's the last angel, but then a young fugitive stumbles onto Leon's doorstep. She's an angel, too, and she has a riddle leading to a place where angels still live, or so the stories claim. Desperate for redemption, Leon begins a perilous quest through myth and folklore. But will Leon and the fugitive find their legendary destination? Or will Leon lose his last chance for salvation? Brutal and gripping, this is a story about a flawed man's search for forgiveness. And the full story comes out on February the 3rd, 2020. So you can pick up a copy on Amazon, Book Depository, any other places where you normally get books. But for now, I have a sneak preview of chapter one of this very novel to share with you right here for free. So without further ado, I'm going to read the chapter and I hope that you enjoy it. Across the Broken Stars by Jed Hearn. Chapter 1. Leon hated Varian airships, but since unloading them put beers on his table, he faked a smile as he picked up the crate. "Good evening, Captain," he said. "I hope you fall in the sea and drown," he thought. The captain kept reading his book and reclined further in his chair. Scowling, Leon carried the crate out of the cabin, stumbling down the gangway to reach the old jetty. Wooden planks groaned underfoot, and waves slammed against the rocks, spraying him with freezing water. Above Leon, the airship's 400-foot balloon was long and cylindrical, tapering at the ends, with the cabin attached underneath. Straining at the moorings, the ship's anchor ropes twisted and creaked on either side of the jetty, as Leon walked along, laboring under the heaviness of the crate. Towards the end of the jetty, he fumbled the slippery box, but kept hold, staggered off the jetty, then dumped the crate beside the 19 others he'd unloaded. His back twanged, and he groaned. In his academy days, he could have hauled cargo through a swamp for hours, but now he was 43. Those days were behind him. He inhaled a lungful of salty air and rested his hands on his hips, puffing. Dozens of vessels crowded the harbour. Airships floated on the end of their anchor ropes, fishing skiffs bobbed in the water, and Pegasus-drawn carriages rattled as they entered the harbour from a landing strip that led to the disc's edge. Out of all those vessels, of course the stupid harbour master had given Leon the biggest ship to unload. The captain strode along the jetty and walked past Leon, whistling. Like most Varians, he was a head shorter than a Payan, but twice as stocky. Buttons gleamed on his jacket, and he bounced as he strolled towards the harbour office. It seemed he still hadn't adjusted to Hargold Disc's gravity, which was half as strong as the Varian's planet. Prick. Leon watched the captain disappear among the crowds of sailors. It wasn't enough that Varia had bombed the hell out of Payer's discs in the invasion war, or that the airship's crates weighed more than an asteroid. No,
On top of all that, Leon had to deal with arrogant captains who knew nothing about space travel, yet thought themselves too good to meet a Payan's eyes. Someone tapped Leon's shoulder. Leon de Velasco? He turned. A young woman stood before him, wrapped in a bulky, dirt-stained cloak. Her tall, slender frame marked her as a fellow Payan. Good. Leon didn't have to hide how annoyed he was at being interrupted.
What?
He asked. My name's Lena. I need your help. Her voice was a mixture of nervousness and excitement, but she had a confident firmness despite her youth. Leon raised an eyebrow. With disheveled, shoulder-length hair, a tangled beard, and ratty clothes that reeked of booze, he didn't get many requests for help, especially from young women.
Got a ship you need unloaded?
He asked. Two Varian soldiers swaggered past and bumped Alina. We'll catch them by tomorrow, chaps, one soldier said. Leon frowned. Most Payans looked away when soldiers passed, but Alina glared at the Varians as they strutted away.
You were saying?
He said. I need to sail to another disc.
What a bloody waste of time.
He turned away.
Can't help. I just unload cargo.
Wait, she grabbed him. I know who you are.
That ain't so, or you wouldn't have come to me.
He shrugged her off and strode towards the harbormaster's office, hoping that entering an official building would intimidate Alina and make her go away. She chased him. Please, you have to help. Leon ducked under a Pegasus's wing. The four-legged creature neighed and shook its mane, stepping away from Leon as he passed. Alina kept following him.
Told you, I ain't a sailor, said Leon.
The harbormaster's office was on the other side of a pack of merchants. Leon would be rid of Alina within seconds. She shoved something soft into his hand.
I know who you are. Karim's horns, girl, I ain't...
He looked at what she'd handed him. It was a feather. Panic surged through Leon. The feather was grey, long and broad, filling the full width of his palm. He hadn't seen anything like it in the 20 years since the war. If a Varian found it, they were both dead. Leon stuffed the feather in his pocket, dragged Alina down the alley beside the harbormaster's office, then shoved her against the wall.
Where did you get that? He asked in a low voice.
You have to...
Tell me where you found it.
I need your help. Her voice wavered. I know who you are, and you need to know. You're not the last. Laughter swelled from inside the harbormaster's office. Alina gasped. She tore herself from Leon's grip with surprising strength.
Have to go, she said. Can't let him see me, but I'll find you, okay?
She sprinted down the alley, vanishing into the shadows. Leon clenched his hand into a white-knuckled fist and strode out of the alley, back into the harbour.
This couldn't be real. He'd hidden his secret for 2 decades, but now... She can't know. Can she?
A Varian Inquisitor limped out of the harbormaster's office, flanked by soldiers. The Inquisitor's left leg scraped along the cobblestones, and his foot was twisted at a painful right angle to his body. He leaned on a cane and winced with each dragging step. Leon's skin crawled. He thought his war wounds were bad, but for this man, every stride would be agonizing. The Inquisitor saw Leon.
Ah, you're the chap that unloaded my airship, aren't you? What's your name?
Leon bowed deeply, taking the moment to steady his breath.
Leon, sir.
The Inquisitor bowed back. That was nice. Most Varians didn't understand Payan etiquette, and tried to shake his hand, instead of offering the normal greeting. The Inquisitor gave him a handful of coins.
My gratitude, for a job well done.
Leon blinked. No Varians had directly paid him before. Normally, the harbormaster paid all the workers at the day's end.
Thank you, Inquisitor.
The man smiled.
but the smile didn't reach his cold eyes. "My dear chap, what's that in your cloak?" Leon glanced down. The feather stuck out of his pocket. Leon's guts twisted. Trying to stop his hand from shaking, he grabbed it and showed the Inquisitor.
"Found it in the sea."
The Inquisitor hobbled closer, leaning on his cane. Leon's nose twitched. The man reeked of Yohona, a foul-smelling painkiller paste.
"Don't be nervous," the Inquisitor said. "I'm just looking. It's a rather magnificent feather, dear chap.
What creature do you suppose it came from?"
"Don't know," lied Leon. Pegasus?
The Inquisitor leaned towards the feather.
"Ha! Not even close."
Sweat ran down Leon's face.
"Say..."
The Inquisitor stepped back and Leon breathed out. "May I take that?"
"Yes, of course, sir."
The Inquisitor took the feather. He pulled out a sack that jangled with dorics and gave it to Leon. Leon looked inside. Those coins represented more than he'd earn in a month.
"Thank you, sir."
"You're welcome." The Inquisitor examined the feather.
"This may be just what I need. Now, Leon, if you find another feather, or anyone else who has them, there's more dorics in my pocket for you. Come to the castle and tell them you have a message for Walter Drayton. How's that sound, dear fellow?"
Leon thought of Alina.
"Excellent, sir."
Inquisitor Drayton's gaze lingered on Leon. Then he hobbled away. His cane tapped on the cobblestones and his twisted foot scraped along the ground. The soldiers clanked after him. Another wave smashed against the shore, spraying Leon with water. He clenched his teeth. He'd been safe for 20 years, but now he saw how flimsy that safety had been. Leon staggered to his seat in the corner of the Lowfern Inn, clutching two drinks and trying to ignore the stench of sweat, mud, and stale beer. He glanced around the noisy room. It wasn't like Alvaro to be late. For the last few years, they'd met every Sunday and Wednesday evening to drink and play Jonchilla. Alvaro never missed an evening without telling Leon, but it was already a half hour past their usual meeting time, and there was still no sign of him. Leon pulled out his hand-carved Jonchilla board. His thick fingers trembled as he set black and white pieces onto the board's hexagonal spaces. The woman with the feather, Alina, that was her bloody name, kept appearing in his mind. Her words echoed in his ears. "I know who you are." He shook his head and sipped one of the beers, knowing it probably wouldn't help any more than the first three had. He squinted out the dirty window. Glowfung lit the street with purple light, and the force-filled dome encasing Hargold Disc glittered above the rooftops. Stars glowed beyond the field. Leon sighed. That's where he should have been. Up there, amongst the stars. Not stuck here, groveling to Varians. The door opened. Leon looked up, expecting Alvaro. But three Varian naval cadets swaggered through instead. Their pale skin and stocky bodies contrasted with the slender, olive-coloured paeans crowding the inn. Scowling, Leon finished his drink. The second beer sat in front of him, but he didn't touch it, saving it for Alvaro. If he ever arrived. "Got any Mermidian ale?" asked the biggest cadet, a giant man with his hair shaved into a thick strip running down the middle.
"Sorry, sir, we've only got local brewed..." "Give us whatever's strongest."
Leon stared at the Jonchilla board and scratched his bushy beard.
"Ain't no way Alina knows who I am."
"No, she's trying to fool me. For a bet, maybe." "Yeah, that's it." The three Varian cadets strode to the cushioned seats by the fire, which held several paeans. The paeans leapt up and scurried away, heads bowed. The cadets sat.
But what about the feather? That was real. Damn it.
Twitching his fingers, he glanced at the door. He reached under his cloak, pulled out a half-circle pendant, and stroked the marks in the wood. Leon knew the marks by heart, but touching it felt like touching the woman who'd carved it for him. So he cradled it, hoping the pendant would bring him comfort. He sighed. She would have never been late. Even though he'd made her wait years, and given her more hardship than she deserved, Juliana was always there for him. Her and his best friend Blas. The three of them inseparable. The war changed that. The door opened and Alvaro stumbled inside. Leon jumped out of his chair. Bruises covered his friend's face and a sling wrapped around his arm. He limped over to Leon and they bowed to each other, Alvaro stumbling slightly as he rose upright again. Leon pulled out Alvaro's chair. What happened? Alvaro slumped onto the seat. Bloody resistance fighters. Blew up half the overseer's house as I was delivering flour. Only left the healers now. Leon sat. Blew up? Didn't you hear the great big explosion at noon? Leon had been too busy carrying crates to think about the noise, and he hadn't talked to his fellow workers all day.
Well, I thought it was an asteroid hitting the force field, he said.
Might as well have been. Didn't take out a single blasted Varian. Leon winced and glanced at the Varian cadets, who were roaring with laughter. Careful. For Marim's sake, those dullards can't hear a thing. Leon nudged the drink he'd saved to Alvaro, hoping it would shut him up. Alvaro grunted thanks, and they started the game of Jonsula. At least the bomb blasted apart the steward's chambers. Alvaro moved a piece. You should have heard him complain about the dirt on his carpet. Stupid prick. Leon jumped Alvaro's piece and glanced at the cadets.
Don't speak so loud.
What are you worried about? We're clean. So was Maurice.
That's different. They were watching him.
Yeah, because they heard him talking. Alvaro slammed his piece onto a goal space and flipped it to turn it into a king. Why so uptight today? Leon thought of Alina.
I ain't wanting trouble, okay?
I'm close. Big payday. Leon leaned forward and lowered his voice. An inquisitor paid a month's earnings for unloading his ship.
Not bad. So you've only got, let's see,
5 months and 2 weeks. Then the moneylender's off my back and I can start saving for the carriage. We'll leave this disc in no time.
Leon, you don't want to work in a Varian mansion the rest of your life, do you?
No, but I've got Teresa to think of.
And my stepson.
Leon scowled and nudged his king forward. Alvaro jumped over Leon's piece, moving his own king back towards the exit spaces.
Come on, man. We've talked about this. A sailor's life ain't for me. And besides, even when you pay off your house, you'll probably waste any extra money in this place.
Leon sipped his beer.
I'm coming back.
Alvaro raised an eyebrow.
Even so, the Pegasus will cost as much as a carriage. Maybe more.
Yeah, but one step at a time.
Long as you're walking the right way. Alvaro frowned at the Jonsula board.
What did you unload? Must have been important if the Inquisitor paid that much.
You know I don't look.
I would. And that's why you ain't working there.
Still, must have been special.
I guess. Should I tell him about Alina? If he told Alvaro what happened, that might get her out of his head, but then he'd have to discuss the war, and their one rule was to never talk about that.
Alvaro jumped three of Leon's pieces. Leon cursed. He should have moved his pieces earlier to block that route, but the thinking about Alina had distracted him. Who the hell was she? How did she know his secret? And how had she got that feather?
The last time Leon saw one, it was... No, he wouldn't think about that.
Alvaro's final king jumped two of Leon's pieces and landed on an exit space.
Another win, said Alvaro.
Crap. Leon glared at the board. Good game. Are you kidding? I wiped you in under 10 minutes. Rematch? Leon stared at his empty mug. Sure. Alvaro frowned. You alright?
Yeah.
A mug shattered by the fireplace. The biggest Varian cadet stood and knocked over his chair.
This crap's piss weak. Barman, you got anything stronger?
Alvaro's hand clenched into a fist and he whispered, Sit down, you idiot.
Shh, said Leon.
The barman mopped sweat off his forehead. He glanced at the blunted war axe hung on the wall. The weapon was strong and somber, but against the powerfully built Varian cadet, it looked like a child's toy. The barman stared at the dirty floorboards.
I'm sorry, sir. That's the strongest I've got.
Pah, no wonder all Payans are weak, drinking crap like that.
Shut the hell up, said Alvaro under his breath.
Quiet, hissed Leon.
Explains why you lost the war, said the cadet.
You're all as weak as that pathetic beer.
Growling, Alvaro grabbed his mug and cocked back his arm. Leon grabbed his friend.
No!
Alvaro threw the mug and it shattered on the wall behind the soldiers. An ominous hush filled the room. Snarling, the cadet whirled around to face Alvaro.
What the hell?
And that is the end of chapter one.
Once again, the book comes out on February the 3rd, 2020. If you go to jedhearn.com/AcrossTheBrokenStars, that's jedhearn.com/AcrossTheBrokenStars, all one word. The link is also in the show notes. If you go to that link, you can find more information about the book and links for buying the book and such. And I hope that you pick up a copy and enjoy reading it as much as I enjoyed writing it. February the 3rd. Get excited. See you next time.